Thank you for tuning in to this week's Warhawk Sports Update. I'm your host, Colton Hegstrom. The UW-Whitewater women's tennis team hosted two games at Wingarin Courts on Saturday, April 1st. Warhawks came into the games ranked 21st in the nation with a 13-4 record. Three of those losses came against top-10 ranked teams, including a loss to number 2, Claremont Mudd-Scripp. UW-Whitewater junior, Grabby Gregorio, felt that the tough competition helped prepare the Warhawks for Saturday's matches and, more importantly, the rest of the season.
It definitely shows us what other teams are capable of and what we're capable of against them. It helps us fight hard for every point.
The first game of the day came against the 11-5 Carthage College Lady Reds. The Warhawks defeated the Reds 8-1, including a clean sweep of doubles play. The team was paced by the duo of senior Megan Humphreys and junior Bridget McGuire, who won the day's opening match 8-1. The Warhawks had an hour break in between the two games, and Megan Humphreys talked about how her team would regain focus for the game later in the day.
We're just going to go inside and kind of relax, get some food, hang out, get our mind off tennis, relax a little bit, and then when it's time, come back out, focus, and get ready for the next one.
Second contest of the day came against the 7-12 Elmhurst College Blue Jays. The Warhawks completed a clean 9-0 sweep over Elmhurst College. The doubles pair of McGuire and Humphreys jumped out to a quick 5-1 point lead against Ava Coleman and Catherine Wheeler before the Blue Jays tandem racked off 5 straight points to take a 1-point lead of their own. McGuire and Humphreys rallied to take the match 9-7, which set up the Warhawks for the sweep. Team captain Alicia Beck said she was very pleased with how the team performed, especially in singles play, where all 6 Warhawk players combined to drop only 3 sets.
It went really well. I think everyone was pretty relaxed and played well and played their full abilities and had fun with it. There's some tight matches in my doubles, but we really just focused and were able to pull it through.
Warhawks will return to action on April 7th, where they will compete in the Midwest Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Colton Hegstrom, and this has been your Warhawk Sports Update.